Left the drummer kid, the drummer kid died. Left the drummer kid, left the drummer kid died. Left the drummer kid, left the drummer kid died. Left the drummer kid, 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 the drummer kid died.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. It's your boy Silk,
Kev,
and Newberg. Yo, we got a special show for you guys this week. We're going to add an additional show to our regular Thursday show.
Rivalry week. Fuck Florida State week.
At 7 a.m. So we got a couple guys that we want to get on today. We're going to do a couple interviews. Who we got from Miami, Kev?
Tonight we'll have DeMarcus Zaynack and The Rock tomorrow.
All right. DVD
in this bitch.
And then representing Florida State, we got the great Greg Reed. He's going to come on and talk some shit. It'll be fun. Y'all boys
ready?
That
should be fun, man. Get some G5, baby. Let's get these boys on, man. Who we got first, baby? Flying this shit up.
Let's let the Miami Hurricanes go first.
All right. Let's ride, baby.
Let's ride.
Yo, we got special guests, man. Rivalry week. We got Florida State this week. FSU hate week. We got DeMarcus Van Dyke on, man. DeMarcus, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. How about yourself, man?
Doing good, man. So, hey, you got a prediction for this game this week?
Yeah. 35-0. Oh, Miami.
Just coming out the gate with it.
I got it. Hey, so what have you seen from Miami that makes you think that?
Man, they flying around on defense, man. They going to, they playing ball, man. They get to the ball, make plays on the ball. They hitting it, they making their coverages, all like that. So I'm excited for this weekend.
But that secondary is a little suspect. What do they need to do back there to tighten up?
Man, they're going to be all right for this week, man. It's Florida State week.
There you go. Hey, and tell them, Black man ain't going to have no time to throw, dog. That offensive line, that has nothing to do. Can't do nothing with this defensive line, man.
Oh no, that D line, that front seven gangster, man, they get to the ball. And I don't think Black people have time for the ball this week, man.
Nah. Hey, so DeMarcus, what's it like at practice for Florida State Week? What's Green Tree like Florida State Week?
What was a Randy Shannon game week like for FSU?
Man, you want a home or away? If it was away, man, you know, you'll hear the little chant song all week, you know, weight room, you know, on the field, like going to class, you were here, you know. When I was with Shannon, man, he played, so he understood, like, he emphasized, like, the music. So, and, like, that week, man, I think Florida State and Florida week, I remember, like, Bibby, like, Coach Shannon and the whole staff was, like, they had, like, there was no room for error, like, nothing. Like, everything was, like, you know, to the T. Like, you messed up, your ass getting out, you out, like, next man in, because they know, like, this game here is big. And, like, you know, that whole week, you know, Coach Shannon, he made it seem like, you know, he told us that, you know, these games like this, like, define your legacy. Like, you don't want to leave here without being for the state. So, you made it, like, you know, the two times I played, I'm 2-2 versus Florida State. I beat two times up there in Dope. So, them two times, like, you know, I was like, okay, I got to win on my belt. Next year, I got to win at home. But I didn't, so, but Coach Shannon and, you know, at that time, Coach Crazy, they made it. They made sure, like, for the state week, man, ain't no bullshit. My bad, cuz.
So, hey, no, you good, though. Hey, you have never listened to the show. Hey, so, like, does it feel different? Like, it just feels different, right? Like, going to class feels different. Like, practice feels different. Everything feels different, or is it normal game week?
Oh, yeah. It feels different, man, because you'll get calls from all the old heads, man, you know. I know. I remember, like, we played Florida State my junior year, like, in trail roll. Like, he brought all the DBs in the film room. He wrote down all their third down passes for it. Like, what is it? And sure enough, like, that first third down, they came out with the double slot, and they ran the seven out, and it was a play me and B. Harris dunked on. So, like, that week you would get a lot of calls from all the old heads telling you about the game, you know, telling you, like, you do this, you know, boom, 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 and all that. So, but it's a big-time game, man. You don't want to lose a game like this.
DeMarcus,
Hey, DeMarcus, who are you calling this week?
I'm calling all the DBs, man. All them guys, man.
Hey, DeMarcus, when you talk to these guys, I feel like Miami's in a different position than this approaching this game than they usually are, meaning Florida State's really on the ropes right now, and Miami needs this opportunity to end this seven-game winning streak. So what are some of the things that you would tell these guys that's important for this week specific?
Man, you know, like every week, man, it's for your destiny, man. You go out there and beat these guys. We in a driver's seat to SEC championship, and it's something we haven't done in 7 years, and you guys be the first guy that done it in your class.
You think they're licking their chops seeing that true freshman back there at quarterback?
Shit, would you? Yeah, you just lick your chops. Yeah. He's going to throw you one, got to catch it.
So when Derwin James smacked somebody, or when that state when my man Blackman threw a touchdown and that statement get loud as fuck, how you think that offense is going to react, man? I don't think they ever seen no shit that's like it. That.
That shit ain't gonna happen like that. We ain't been taught that in existence right now. It ain't gonna happen like that. He's gonna throw a pick.
Picks on Soak's a Noel fan this week, so he's trying to speak it into existence for sure.
I'm trying to talk shit for Florida State because Berg ain't saying shit, so I'm trying to help them boys out right now, man. It's rivalry week.
Hey, DVD, they wounded right now, bro. They had a shootout with Wake Forest. Now they wounded, bro. They ain't ready for rivalry week.
Hey, Ken, Toledo ain't walking through that door.
Hey, DeMarcus, we got Santana on this week, too. Well, what's the question we should ask Santana Moss about this rivalry?
Man, he made big plays in this rivalry, man. Ask him what he's going to tell the receivers that about this game.
Yeah, that 2000 game.
He had a big game.
So, DeMarcus, we've seen Miami crumble after Florida State losses. If they lose this one in Doak, I mean, that's really going to rip the heart out of that team. Is this another one of those three or four losses after the game? I mean, is this another repeat on the way?
Man, yeah, you know, like that happens, man. It gonna hurt us. So, you know, we got the middle right now, but I think, man, you know, this staff and these players, like, they'll bounce back from it if it happens because of their leader, man. Coach Richardson, he's a great leader, and he knows how to keep them guys in check. So I think if it happens, I think they'll bounce back.
Yeah. Are you gonna make your way up to the game? When's the last time you were at one of these rivalry games, actually?
Last year.
Oh, so you had your heart ripped out last year.
Yeah, man, I ain't get on Twitter for like a week, 2 weeks. I pay some people and all that, man.
You didn't deactivate, though, did you?
I almost did, but I had to stay strong.
Deactivation season, baby.
Man, you got to stand in the paint, DVD.
Yeah, I got to stand in the paint, man. Can't run from it.
Who's one of the – in this rivalry, like, who is one of the guys that just gave you fits, or, you know, who was one of the guys that you battled with that you'll always remember in these games?
I'll probably say my freshman year was probably Greg Carr. He was tall. So, Greg Carr and Preston Parker. Preston Parker was a dog, man. He going to block
5'6", baby, right now.
Yeah.
I like Preston Parker, man. He was a dog because we had like a rivalry in high school. We played him at Delray Atlantic.
Yeah.
And they ended up going, he was here going to Florida State and went to Miami. And, you know, he always, well played against him, and he's going to go hard regardless.
Who you guys MVP for Florida State this game, DVD?
You still in line?
You still in the winning spot?
Man. Man, my son, he don't like what?
You talking,
my girl cooked spaghetti, and he ain't like it. Yeah, he play football, man. He be tearing it up.
I'm saying, you should have told him you played. Shit. That long ass time.
They don't care about that shit, man. They don't care. They don't care, man. They want that check.
You dad of the year for that shit. I would have went to McDonald's.
Yeah. Hey, I almost did, boy. almost did, dog.
Hey, so where do you see Miami's biggest like they'll be favorites in the game, but where do you see that they'll dominate in the game?
In the interior, man, I think they'll dominate up front. Just watching I caught a little bit of the Wake Forest game for the state, and they O line not like that. They not like that, so I think I'd be lying and kill them.
Yeah, they lying soft as fuck, man.
Yeah, they're really gonna have to scheme. They're gonna have to scheme through that. I mean, you're gonna have to roll them out, establish the run. I don't know.
They got a D3 line, bro. I don't know what the hell they running out
and
there.
They're just gonna
y'all should start. Y'all should start chop blocking like Citadel and shit, man. That's the type of line y'all got. Y'all got a chop blocking line.
You know, one time I was at a spring practice, and Odell Higgins almost fought the coach from Citadel because they played him like 2 years before, and they chopped all his D tackles. I was there for that. Yeah. That was we were watching Jordan Scott.
Yeah,
boy. Odell almost went after the coach from Citadel.
He should call him for advice now.
Odell, dog. Yeah,
Debbie,
TB talking shit.
Yeah, yeah. What's it going to be like if Miami wins this thing? And do you really see the dynamics of the state starting to change?
Oh yeah, we're gonna when we win on Saturday, man, I'll make sure y'all gonna see me for a long time on Twitter all day. I'm talking hella shit. But I think that dynamics are gonna turn back.
Hold on. Let me get your Twitter handle real quick. Say it.
I think it's D_VanDyke8.
Boy, you better not lose, boy, because he's Berg setting right. You up, bro.
No, actually, I just went and blocked you. So.
Hey, you even get the follow,
hey,
though.
Hey, DVD.
Block.
Hey, DVD. Fuck that shit, bro. I'm gonna be talking that shit. Hey, retweet my shit, bro. We got a whole timeline turn.
All right, DeMarcus. Well, listen, we do a show on Sunday. We might have you on. It's called Same Energy Sunday. And you might have to come on if the Canes lose and bring that same energy that you got right now.
But if they win, bitch.
if they win, I'm not going to be there. Sorry.
No, we ain't going to lose, though. We ain't going to win. We ain't going to lose, man.
Tell them. Who's that shit?
We ain't going to talk
to them. Hey, how's the coaching going, DVD? How's the coaching going?
Man, it's going good, man. You know, now I see how I feel to tell somebody to do something. They'll listen to you. So it's going good. It's a process, man. You know, I'm with my feet where I'm at a joint college down here called ASA Miami. It's a good little school, but hopefully I'll be up in the ranks soon. But I'm enjoying it, man. You know, I spend time with my family more than ever now. So,
hey, man. Hey. We appreciate
we know you spend time with your family, dog. They was trolling you one day, man. They was trolling you one day, DVD. You told the whole timeline you spent, hey, man, this shit ain't real life, bro.
No, that wasn't him.
That's
PK Sam. That was PK Sam. So
that was PK.
Was PK Sam.
Hey. Oh, damn.
Yeah, they was getting PK Sam out of there. PK Sam told him, hey, man,
this ain't real life. Hey, the big three roll-up goons will be on your ass if you get 20 followers, so you probably shouldn't have shouted out your Twitter handle.
No, you good. Hey, DVD,
man, I'm good, man.
I know you can handle it.
You're an international shit talker, dog. Yeah, Twitter ain't shit. Hey,
all right, man. Hey, drink big and celebrate it, man. Saturday, either way it go, man. If it's a 1-point loss, 5-point loss. Yeah, celebrate it, bro.
Hey, man, we appreciate you.
One for nine, damn.
Ain't gonna be no goddamn loss.
For real, man.
All right, DeMarcus. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for coming on. We'll have you back, man. Bro. All right, appreciate it.
All right, man.
Damn, you just hung up on him like that, like mid sentence.
Yeah, like my fucking playing the NFL. Yeah,
rival, bro. Everybody gets hung up on. All Canes.
Have that same energy when Greg Reed comes on. Hang up on his ass.
No, he's a hero.
I can't wait till we bring him on to see.
To small people.
Well, Greg Reed comes on. Like, we got the tweet where he says that Florida State's got to be worried about Mark Richt's team.
No, we don't have
this is
you
week.
Have that tweet frame.
This is the week.
All right, man.
This is what he was talking about.
Let's get Greg Reed on.
This is what he was talking about.
Holy shit.
Damn, yeah, you know it's coming this soon. Oh, shit.
Yo, let's bring in our next guest for Rivalry Week. We got a FSU legend, one of the most explosive players to ever play at Florida State. We got Greg Reed on the phone. Greg, how you doing?
I'm blessed, man. What's going on?
Not much. You got a huge following. Every week we hear that we got to get you on the show, so it's a pleasure to finally get you
amazing.
On. And I feel like it's the perfect week to have you on, man. What do you think of Miami week, especially talk about what it was like when you know Miami's coming to town. It's going to be in Doak. It's going to be popping. So what's that like game week?
The first thing you notice going out to practice is, you know, Camo, you having the big hurricane flag on top of his, video thing where, you know, where they film practice at or whatever. He had a big Miami flag hanging up. So once we see that, we already know what time it is. But, you know, we practice has just turned up a whole nother level, man. And, you know, it's Miami, Florida State. So we know what comes with that.
Yeah, man. So what do you think that locker room's like? I mean, Florida State hasn't come into this game with just one win in a long time. And these boys haven't been playing so well. Right. You think the energy's still high? Like, what do you think the vibe is in that locker room?
Oh yeah, the energy is gonna be high. With Jimbo, we have certain goals. Of course, you know, winning the national championship, getting 10 wins, and you know, the main goal is to win our state. You know what we've been doing for the last 7-8 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's the main thing. That's the main thing, man. Is winning the games that we need to win, the rivalry games to. You know, to actually turn out this game right here could turn our season, you know, completely around. So I think the energy should be high, man. I mean, everybody know the history of it, and everybody know what it takes. So I actually think you know them boys a lot more turn, you know, rather than they was like 2-0. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit more important. They have a little bit more chip on the shoulder now than being 2-0 or 1-2 or whatever.
Speaking of the history of the game, you made a lot of history in those games, and you had some phenomenal plays. One of them was an 83-yard punt return in 2011 that you had against Miami. Was that the highlight of this rivalry for you, or was it a different moment?
It's hard. That was definitely a highlight, man. That was a special moment for real. But coming from high school. Even though we lost. Mm-hmm. We lost, I think it was 23-19, my freshman year. But that was pretty special to me. Like, you know what I'm saying, coming in as a true freshman and going out there, getting an interception and making, you know, good punt returns and kickoff returns that game. And it was on Labor Day too, so that was kind of very important, big game for me.
Now, so you never lost to Miami, right? You never
I lost once. I lost once.
And
I lost once. Yep. Yeah, 09. We the guy, Jamon Forrest.
Oh, he dropped in the end zone.
Dropped in the end zone, yep.
Ponder, skip that shit, dog. Ponder, skip that shit. Don't play with no tight end. Ponder, skip that
like
shit.
Right in his face.
Jacory came in.
It was kind of low.
Yeah, Jacory came in there and did what he wanted to do, dog. Just, hey, don't underestimate
him. Who?
Jacory.
I don't need that playing against him throughout my career. I had some pretty good games with him, so
What was it about Jacory?
It wasn't about Jacory. It was just it was about Miami. Honestly, I don't know. Every week, you know, we come out there, you know, especially, you know, Thanksgiving and playing Miami. We just came out there and took it to a whole nother level at practice. You know, that's where it started at, you know, in the film room. And, you know, that whole week it was just, you know, just on point. So, I mean, it was always fun. It wasn't just your core. It was just, you know, Florida State.
who were some of the bigger battles you had against with Miami? Like, who were some of the guys that you always remember just duking it out with there on the field?
I always remember Travis Benjamin, mm-hmm. of course, Hearns.
5'6" baby, that's a muck baby right there.
Yeah.
5'6" 5'6" all day.
That's two in a row.
That's what's up. Yeah, that was. I mean, that was it. You know, of course, Duke. You know, they had a good couple good running backs, but that was about it, really.
How does Jimbo's mentality change or his demeanor change?
Honestly, you know, that's why I think Jimbo is a great coach, because it don't change at all. Like, he goes into each and every week the same way. It don't matter who you're playing, Florida or Miami or, you know what I'm saying, whoever. He going in the same way. So it's up to the players. I mean, the players know, you know what I'm saying?
You might want to switch it up this week.
Hey, man, we're going to be straight. We're going to be straight. I feel like we're going to be straight, man. We had to get a win.
There's so many issues up front. Is this O-line situation, is it even possible to fix this in 1 week? Like, for them to look like how they looked against Wake Forest?
Two guys got hurt, huh?
Yeah. But you're going to battle the injuries all game against Miami, too.
Yeah.
Hey, but they still hurt, Greg. They still hurt, bro.
Yeah. No, they
will be all right.
Actually, Jimbo had a positive news conference today on those O-line injuries. So I think they are going to be back, actually. But you know what I'm saying. It's not only physical issues. I mean, it looks like there's mental issues. You really think that this O-line can look better next weekend?
I 100% sure. I'm going to tell you one thing about Florida State, man. If we you know, the loss to Alabama and then coming back after 3 weeks playing NC State, it just, you know, in them guys' mind, like, you know, hey, we can't go to the national championship. So, you know, you gotta think about stuff like that. But, like, the big games, we'll mm-hmm. win. You know what I'm saying? It's just the mentality, like, you know, dang, we won the national championship. Now we can't, you know, now it's possible that we can't get that. So it's like, you got to play for something now. You know what I'm saying? And these
hey, games Greg.
You play for. Yep.
Hey, Greg. Yep. Here's the thing, man. I got Miami winning this motherfucker, bro. I hate to break it to you, dog.
Why you say that? Why you say that, though? Why you say that?
Because I think your boy Jimbo Wash, man, I don't think he can come up with no plays, get that bitch down the field. He couldn't score on Wake Forest and shit, man. What are you going to do Saturday, dog?
Man, this is well. They gotta come. They gotta come to Dope Campbell, man. You know what time it is.
So the fans gonna jump in.
Yep, all that. The fans, the band, the alumni, everybody in them. It's,
they gonna have to block. Hey, they all the motherfuckers to block.
They let y'all on the sideline over there now.
I bring my little boy. So I'll probably get on the sideline for like a little bit. Now I don't really like all that attention stuff no more, man. I'll just come for the game and hope we win. That's it.
All right. So since you left, Florida State hasn't really been able to find a reliable punt returner, somebody that can really flip the field like you used to. What do you see in their special teams that is just not clicking? Why are they not being able to flip the field against teams like NC State or Wake Forest even?
You gotta have a defensive player back there for one. You know,
tell them.
You gotta have a defensive player back there to catch the punt returns. You can't,
but they do. They got McFadden back there.
That's a tip. Yeah.
Nah, but Durin did look explosive last week on that shit though. They just called that bitch back. He looked explosive on that motherfucker.
Yeah, but especially on punt returns, it's like we either fair catch it or get really nothing.
Mm-hmm. You just, I mean, I don't think I can say about that, man. I'm a different breed, bro. I don't call fair catches. I don't do none of that. I try to make a play whenever I can, you know.
Hey, so they just need to find somebody that's different.
Hey, we had Santana Moss on.
You got to come to South. Who?
We had Santana on not too long ago, Santana Moss, and he kept saying that shit. I'm just a different breed. Like, I don't listen.
Yeah, for real.
He's talking about I slap people at practice.
All right. Well, hold on. One of the things that I noticed is that Florida State never doubles the gunners. I don't know that for a fact, but I've been watching all season and they've never doubled the gunners on a punt return. Is it possible to get a return without doubling? Or do you really need
to? Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they have not been able. I mean, they can't even not fair catch it, let alone have running room.
I don't know. Greg, that field position going to be very important this week.
Hey, Greg, I got one question, bro. On August 1st, 2017, you tweeted at 5:23, Mark Rick got them Hurricanes looking for the future. Definitely something we can't look past in the near future. Did you mean this?
I'm just speaking facts, man. I'm speaking facts. I watch football, you know. I watch football. And last year, them boys had a whole bunch of true freshmen and sophomores out there. So I just look at it.
Hey, now they're all still there, and they're all playing on that.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
But see, I ain't worried about that.
Can you pick Florida State with straight face this week?
Bro, I'm always pick Florida State. What?
Give us your score.
You know that.
Give us your score prediction.
We'll be Miami by 10. We'll be Miami by 10.
I like it. Speak it to existence.
Cause y'all
hey, Greg.
Last two, though.
Greg.
Florida can't even talk, though. We don't even bring up.
Hey, vibe, dog. Vibe, dog. I'm trying to vibe with you. Hey, Greg.
The boys been washed up. I don't know when. What's up?
We were the last one to beat y'all, but I'm going to let's see. Hey,
6 years ago.
Hey, vibe
y'all
with the
2 points. We gave y'all 2 points.
Hey, man. if Aaron Hernandez was playing alive, dog, I have him come stiff on you, bro.
Hey, Greg, you said you follow recruiting, right?
Yeah, right.
So Miami's got a corner. He's 5'9", like 180. And then Trajan Bandy, and some of the
he's playing right now.
Yeah, so some of the
you better watch out for 18. That's
no,
what
some
he's
of the
watch out for 18, boy.
Some of the message boards have like compared him to you. Do you see anything like you and him?
I ain't never watched him play. Nah, he ain't from where I'm from, so I know he ain't nothing like me. But I mean, he better watch out.
Columbus. He went to Columbus.
He from Columbus?
He went to Columbus.
No, he's from Dade, bro.
From Columbus, Georgia?
He went to Columbus.
Columbus High School in Dade.
I knew
Columbus
he was getting mixed up there.
No, Columbus.
I don't know Columbus. I heard it.
Hey, Grant.
Both Western and Central and all that. I ain't never heard of Columbus.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Grant.
Bobo went to Columbus.
Bobo was with Columbus.
He legit.
Hey, Grant.
What's up?
I think you're one of the guys that changes momentum for Florida State when you flipped from UF to Florida State. Man, what went on right that night when you flipped, man? What was going on to make you shit on Urban like that, bro?
You know, it's just Florida State, man. I don't know. When I got there, I just felt the tribe. I just felt like this. I feel like I could change that program. I feel like, you know, I feel like Florida was already, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. He and Urban acted like that, you know what I'm saying? And I hated that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, Jimbo was talking to him. We were talking, boom, boom, boom. I said, yeah, well, you know, I see where you're going with the program. I see what you're trying to do with the program. So that's what I had to do. And then, you know, a year or two after I left, national championship, so.
Yeah, you took all the stiff arms and shit, bro. You should get a ring. They get you a ring?
Nah, I ain't get a ring, bro. It's all good, though. I ain't worried about it.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, why don't you give the people your Twitter? I'm sure you're going to be a good follow, especially if the Noles win. So right. Shout out your
Twitter. Yeah, hey, don't make me pull up in Tallahassee now. If I pull up in Tallahassee, that's a for sure win.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, pull up. Hey, we got a keg stand for you, bro. We got a keg stand for you. Pull up, man.
Hey, Greg, you ever done a keg stand before?
Yeah, high school.
Okay. He from Georgia. Of course he did.
Georgia, bro.
Of course he did a keg stand. Like middle school.
I don't know.
Middle school prom.
Hey Greg, don't deactivate if y'all lose though, dog.
I ain't worried about that, man. Them boys gonna be ready. I'm telling you. Then what?
No, I think so too. I'm nervous as shit.
I'll be worried, Greg.
I'm nervous as shit. I'm nervous as shit. Hey, rival game, bro. I thought we were gonna win. I thought we was gonna win last year, but a block extra point, like shit like that always happens, dog. So I'm nervous as shit.
Yeah, but
you gotta do cheer, Kev.
Even if we didn't block it, we was gonna go down there and score anyway. It was like 50 seconds left on the clock, bro.
Crazy as fuck.
We was gonna, man. Look, man. Though, man. Like I said, man, no boys gonna be ready. You know that defense gonna be ready.
Who's your MVP for this game? Who's your MVP?
Blackman. It takes Acres.
The offense
gonna get off, and the defense are gonna do what they've been doing. They gonna be straight.
So you've been hyped about Acres since he was a senior in Mississippi, huh? You followed.
Oh yeah,
you like that.
Yeah. I mean, I was just watching him. I was just watching a couple of highlights. I ain't like followed him throughout his whole career, but I knew he'd be a stud though.
You know, what about Justin Fields this year? You following Justin Fields at all?
Nah, because I moved up here to Atlanta with my family. I was gonna actually try to go out there and watch him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kennesaw.
Yeah, Harrison. Yeah.
Check out that
quarterback at Lions.
Grayson.
That's who you need to check out.
Boom. Okay. You never shouted out your Twitter. What's your handle?
OG. One and only G5 Takeover. Everybody know that though. Everybody know G5 Takeover.
G5 Takeover. Hey, if you want any pro canes about to take this shit over tweets, follow G5 Takeover.
Hey, I got a lot of friends down in Miami, man. They know.
Yeah. Hey, you gonna make any phone calls to the kids on the team or talk to any of those boys? And what would you tell them?
Nah, bro. Nah. I ain't gonna really talk to them. I ain't. They know what they gotta do. I mean, if I get involved, man, I'm gonna have to come down and I'm on and all that.
Pull up, dog.
It sounds like you need to be in this game.
Pull up.
If they go 1-3, bro, you got to pull up for the fucking next game, bro. You got to pull up.
Bro, I just got a question, though, man. I got one question. Why people just don't like Florida State? Like, y'all don't ever talk about
Florida. I'm a Miami fan. Why don't I like them? Because I was raised this way. I'm a Miami fan.
You shouldn't like Florida, though. Most people don't even talk about Florida with Miami and Florida. They just talk about Florida State.
No, it is.
I talk
shit to both of y'all motherfuckers equally.
I'm like, nah, one of y'all, bro. I'm a Miami fan.
I just gave the Florida State guy a Miami win. I gave the Miami guy a Florida State win. That's how I rock, baby. I just want to cause problems and shit.
Well, let me tell you. Let me give you a little story. Me and my family just ordered a pizza, right? And I made my son, my son and my girl, like, you know, my son get up and, you know, say, bless the food. He say, God, our Father, bless his food. Bless my mom and daddy, and bless the Florida State Seminoles. He only 5, you know.
Hey. You're teaching him right, Greg. You're teaching.
Raised him right. Hey, my little girl was in the line at the teacups at Disney World. A dude walked up, a little kid walked up. She's 5 years old. A kid walked up in a gator shirt. And she said, "Daddy, ooh, he's wearing a gator shirt." So hey, we all raised him right, bro.
Is.
Yeah,
right,
I said,
right.
You can't say that shit out loud to them.
Yeah, they know what it is, though.
I wish I had a story, but I don't have none of that shit with my kids, bro.
Make something up.
Y'all gotta win. Y'all gotta win first. Y'all gotta...
Hey, Greg.
I got a question real quick, Greg. That hit you had on Lattimore in the bowl game, would that be legal?
Yep.
Would they throw that in these days?
Say that again.
Would they throw a flag on you in these days of current football?
Nah, man. Nah.
That was legal.
That was a shoulder hit, baby.
Is that the last of the big hits? Do you think that'll be the biggest hit now that the rules have changed?
Nah, man.
I think he'll come. He's
going to get ejected,
Clowney hit the Miskadoo harder than that shit.
Yeah. Oh, no,
people still bring that up in public.
Honestly, that hit legendary, bro. That hit really like legendary, man. It really made people realize what I'm all about, and it's definitely women in public. That's all they talk about. Honestly,
people talk about it.
Yeah, they still talk about it, man.
So we had PK on. We had PK on, and I asked him about when he got hit by Sean Taylor. He says, people still think I'm famous because of that hit, because I got hit.
Hey, you ever have a South Carolina fan come up to you and talk about that hit?
Nah, they try not to remember that. I remind them, though. I said, oh, you went to your Gamecocks fan? You remember that time y'all played Florida State? The last time y'all played Florida State? Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was me.
I remind them.
What was that? The Peach Bowl?
A Chick-fil-A.
Yep, you were MVP.
It's a Peach Bowl. They just changed the name. Same
hey, Greg.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What's
hey,
up?
Greg, in your regime, who used to get the most hoes, man? In your regime.
Who, what?
Who at Florida State used to get the most hoes in your
regime? It's a valid question.
I don't know. I stayed out of people's business, but damn, I'm like,
yo,
who was a player, man?
Hey,
tell him what Lonnie said.
He said,
I don't know if my girl is lying prior on.
Hold on.
We had Lonnie Pryor on. He said the long snapper, dog. I don't remember his name, but Lonnie Pryor said the long snapper was good.
He said the long snapper. The walk out.
Phil Dumar.
You know.
He did. Yeah. The long snapper, bro.
Sir, are you confirming this report? Are you willing to confirm this report?
Hey, yeah, bro. This man had come out and long snap through the whole party, bro. Just be long.
Yo,
and the funny thing is, no one knew he was a clown, football player, right? So he just be getting hoes and shit.
I'm the long snapper. That's what he said. I'm the long snapper. Hey, oh, man, that was good times, though, man. Good times.
Hey, I think you need to make it to the stadium this weekend. The Seminoles need you.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Dermot's gonna get the
need you.
Tonight, you know, we just had to get a win, man. We get a win, we good. That's it. We just need to get a win.
Hey, Greg, you're on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Are you pretty active on Twitter or no?
Sometimes here and there.
So during the offseason, there was a lot of Florida State fans comparing Derwin to Sean Taylor.
Nah.
Go ahead and dead all that shit, right? Like, that's just dead.
Nah, that's just two different players. Like, it's two different styles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one's good and one's not as good, right?
Nah, one's great and one's all right. Derwin's the great one.
It's about to be the headline. It's about to be the headline of the podcast.
Hey, you couldn't get Sean Taylor back on kickoff return and do what Derwin did last week. Now, if you want, I said it was two different styles. Now, you know, you couldn't get Sean Taylor to do that. Rest in peace. He's a great player, GOAT, whatever. But I'm telling you, Derwin is. I seen a dude on Instagram. Like dunk a basketball, bro. Like, you seen that? Like, he had a 360 or something. Or...
Nah, yeah, he's a freak. He's a freak.
I saw Cam Akers dunk it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Maybe dunk a basketball.
Man,
for real, like, Sean Taylor was the first athlete that looked like his size to run like that and hit like that and shit.
I don't think nobody, I don't think nobody has reached that, like, size and been able to hit like that, though. Yeah.
We still making people in labs though. Like LeBron come out there, bitch. I feel like LeBron and shit. Like Sean Taylor, LeBron, like building labs type shit.
Yeah. Well, LeBron. I mean, that boy DJ that played for the Redskins tonight. He like to come down and hit like Sean Taylor a little bit. I mean, that's about it, really.
Hey, a lot of people when he was being recruited compared Levante Taylor to you. We haven't quite seen Levante. Break out yet. What's holding him back? Or, you know, what is he just young? What's going on?
I think it's just, you know, he's just a little young. You look at our defense, man. We got
Greg, players, does he
man,
just not you know? Have that dog?
Yeah. Hey, like I tell you, I'm from South Georgia, man. I don't know. But, I mean, I definitely think he's a player, though. He's going to come around. He just got to be patient, honestly. That's all it is, man. Be patient and learn the defense. And your time going to always come. You just got to be ready.
Who of the young guys impresses you? You know, you got Carlos Becker. You got Stanford Samuels, Kyle Myers.
I like 14. Who's 14? I don't really.
Kyle Myers?
Yeah. Myers.
From Louisiana?
Yeah, I like him.
Okay, yeah, he forced the fumble last game. They got to get some turnovers, man. Is that coached or is that a mentality? Like, how do you just say, okay, we got to get more turnovers as a defense?
Honestly, it got to come. It's not something that you can just, you know what I'm saying, try so hard and do.
It's not a switch you can flip.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's just, you know, we ain't playing 3 weeks, play NC State, come around, you know, we finally beat Wake Forest. We just need to get that taste out of our mouth, bro, and just really find that win. That's all it was, man.
Hey, Greg, quick question. Do you think, like, because I know you from Georgia, and after the Florida State got quite a bit of out-of-state players. Do you think some of these cats being from out-of-state, they don't know the meaning of that rivalry with Florida State-Miami?
Oh, yeah, they know the meaning. I mean, we watch a highlight. You know, well, not like a highlight. It's just like a little film put together. But I don't know if they still do it, but when I was there, you know, when we come in, you know, the first week, we watch the video guys put up a film and over the years and everything like that. So you see that. I mean, everybody in the world watch Florida State and Miami. You know what I'm saying? Everybody watch that 30 for 30 and know what it means. So, yeah, I mean, they know what time it is. It's Florida State and Miami. It's one of the biggest rivalries in college football, honestly.
So, yeah, all right, know, Greg. We appreciate you coming on, man. We appreciate you coming on. We're going to find out a lot this weekend about the state of football in Florida. Hey. I better see you on the sidelines, though.
Nah, make sure y'all call me. Call me back after this game.
Okay.
All right.
Better bring it on.
Hey, win or lose, answer that phone. Don't change your number, girl, on this screen.
Nah, I ain't gonna be like that, man.
All right, we're gonna call you on Sunday, all right?
Hey, we do a show called Same Energy Sundays, bro, so let's go.
Yeah, we'll get you on Sunday.
Matter of fact, I'm finna buy me a Cuban link right now and go down. I'm finna drive to Tallahassee.
Hell yeah. Cuban link. Hey, it ain't gonna look like that turnover chain, though. Ain't gonna look like a turnover chain.
All right,
man.
Greg,
I'm gonna holler at y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, though, man.
Nah, we appreciate you for coming on, bro.
All right, man. Hold it out.
Already.
See ya.
All right, go Noles, man. Go Noles.
Bring that same energy you had on August 1st when you said Miami couldn't take over the state.
Greg got in that go Noles. He didn't get hung up on.
Yeah, because you're like team racist and shit.
Because you biased.
Yo, Kev, to answer your question about Francois, yeah, I think if he's there, I mean, Florida State is definitely a favorite. I mean, and I think he's the difference maker in the game. If Francois is there, it opens up what they can do with the playbook. I mean, Blackman, all he can do is drop it off to screens or throw outside. He can't read the middle of the field. The playbook's so vanilla. So, yeah, I think if Francois is there, I mean, they're a definite favorite. He's a huge difference maker, most important player on the team.
That's why they need a boot. They need a boot James Blackman like they did on the last play so he only has to read half the field. I don't know why they didn't do more of that.
To me, it was almost like Jimbo was saving it. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, yeah, you're putting him in bad situations to have him just there, and that's all he's got, you know, his only real option.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, that different team with Francois. Like,
well, Miami started as an underdog. The Joes pushed it to Miami 4. But I don't think the Shark money is going to take Miami. Yeah, the Shark money will push it back to like 2.5 probably.
But if Francois is there starting the game, Florida State's a favorite at home. No doubt about it. I mean, it might be FSU -3, but they're a favorite at home.
You think there would be NC State with them?
Man, the thing about that is, you know, Blackman didn't play poorly that game.
Blackman did play well, so you can't say that.
He's not saying that.
But still, I think they'd be, man, I just – that the playbook's handcuffed. It's handcuffed, bro. Like, they're doing simple shit. Even when they try to go long, because of the offensive line. No, I don't think the kid. I think he knows most.
Contributes to it too.
But offensive line control your drops and shit. I mean, here we go.
This is what we're gonna do. If Miami wins, it's because
nobody said that. He answered your question, bro.
I mean, but what you asked me, and this was off air, was do I think Francois is the biggest difference maker? Like, do I think he's the reason we either win or lose the game? Absolutely. Starting quarterback, bro, he'd be there.
Yes, he would, bro. I'm happy he's out, though. Shit. I hope y'all don't play y'all too.
Yeah, but not when Rhodes says, oh, well, one was better than him the whole time.
Yeah, you caught that spin from Rhodes, but you ain't going to find no tweets with me saying that. I never thought that kid would come out and be better than Francois was.
We all knew that shit was spin. I mean, I'm a Black Man fan. I told Rhodes he was dumb as fuck for that shit. It's like, bro. Yeah.
Hey, I'm rooting for Black Man, bro. I really, I don't know if Miami's going to win this shit. I really just don't know. Florida State's have better recruiting classes. They have more talent.
Kev, you came on here talking like you were shot out of a cannon about how Miami matches up better at every position and Derwin shit and this and that when you jumped
off. Well, Derwin isn't what you said he was. Derwin isn't what you said he was. We know that.
You came in here.
Yeah, but we know that, right? Josh.
Did Greg really humble you?
Hey, Josh.
He did.
Derwin isn't what you said he was.
He got a little bit more trouble in his voice now.
Derwin isn't what you said he was. Did
that just really come on here and humble
Yes or no? Yes or no? Josh.
I didn't say shit about Derwin James.
You never said shit about Derwin James? I guess
it's messed up. Show me the link.
I'm not showing you shit. I don't read your shit.
Link my column on how great Derwin James is.
Nah, fuck you.
Yeah, you did. You hyped Derwin. You hyped Derwin. Don't say you didn't, bro.
Derwin's still a great player. We're not going to dispute that.
You just don't do great shit.
He's got to put it all together. But that's what these games are for,
He's the greatest player to not do shit.
You write your story. Yeah. Write your story in games like this, not Wake Forest.
Jalen Ramsey wrote a story.
Greatest player to never do anything.
Let's see.
14? Was that 14? When Jalen Ramsey had his fucking second half against Miami? 14, right?
Yep. 14, yeah.
He took that game over. He took that game over.
Mm-hmm. That's where careers are made, on both sides of the ball, man.
Yeah, I think Miami will win. I think Miami will win, but I thought they would win last year.
You got more predictions than Newberg does this week.
I think Miami's going to win. I think we're going to win. I think we have.
Kev, two breaths ago, you just were screaming that you didn't know who was going to win.
And four breaths before that, Miami was going by third.
Kev, you're a wreck this week, aren't you? Don't lie.
Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck. I'm a nervous fucking wreck.
How's Bethany?
Oh, fuck her, man. I ain't talked to her.
But is she nervous or she think?
No, she moved out. She moved out. Well, no, she just told me that they need this win more than we do. I said, Bethany, no, the fuck you don't. She says, well, I can't be 1-3. I said, bitch, I can't be 0-8. Our marriage depends on this shit.
All right, fellas. It's been a good one, dog. Got some more shit lined up, dog. The Rock come on tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not done yet. We got a whole full Thursday show coming for you guys and some more interviews. And
I think Rock's coming on, but he's filming Fast and Furious 12 right quick.
Yeah. Supposed to be time.
He's coming on.
Who we got coming on Florida State side? Candy coming on?
We got Lonnie Pryor coming on for sure. And we got Benji Brown, comedian, Florida State fan. I think that's it.
That's it.
We'll see. Maybe another guest or two. We'll see what
shit talking going then. Get this shit talking going. With
hey, bro. Yeah, but he told me before that if Miami beats Florida State,
you might get you a show.
I get the headline of the shows.
You got shook on it too, right?
No, well, not that, but he's got to put me on something.
Put
you on a prank call or something, bro. Put you on a prank call tape.
Yeah, he didn't know something. He didn't know it was gonna be like this when he said that. He's talking about Nintendo Perry and shit, but no, he's gonna put me on like a marquee or something. Man. I don't got no jokes, but we doing something.
We're gonna find out from Mar, dog. We're gonna figure this shit out.
All right, man. Good show. I'll see you same time, same place tomorrow night.
Roll up, biatch.